From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
So why are we so comfortable blending our caffeinated drinks to taste, yet surprisingly reluctant to blend our own wine? More after this. I want to tell you about a 4-star trip for wine lovers that I have personally created for you. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma valleys. You'll be treated like gold while meeting some legendary personalities along the way. Get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. That's david@grapeencountersradio.com. Go into any of today's coffee bars and you can customize your drink to your heart's content. In fact, for many, the more complicated, the better. But when it comes to wine, most winemakers cringe at the thought of you tampering with their creation. And personal wine blending is a scary thought to wine lovers too. However, the truth is, wine tastes are as individual as our personal coffee preferences. And if you're reasonably thoughtful when you mix things up, you may be surprised and pleased by what you create. I started mixing varietals ages ago. Now blends are all the rage. These days, my home blends are surprisingly similar to what most winemakers are doing and charging a premium for. Many wineries now offer blending opportunities for visitors. Blend it with a little adult supervision, bottle it, label it, and take it home. Or get started by doing a little Googling online or oogling at the wine store to see what winemakers are doing. They often disclose the percentages they use. But of course, every wine is different, so you need to experiment with small quantities. Expect some failures, and above all else, don't expect bad wines to magically blend into something better. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.